Everybody, good day to you. It is your Daily Thought here on a Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Found this great little post here from Melanie Korach. She puts out some great stuff. The Starfish Club is what she's connected with. Just very positive, uplifting, thought-provoking ideas. I grabbed a snapshot of this a few days ago. All right, so Melanie mentioned and reminded us. Not everyone will be kind to you. Not everyone will support you, cheer for you, or encourage you in your purpose. So be extra kind to yourself. Keep doing what you love and rise above those who feel threatened by your passion to do good. The world can be a harsh place, yet there is good that still exists. And that goodness is in you. It is felt. It is seen. It is appreciated by those who understand what it is our world needs. The worst thing you can do is to give up. Remind yourself every day that the world is better because of your efforts. Much love to everyone. That's a fantastic post. There's just so many things in there that caught my eye. I mean, the first line, not everyone will be kind to you. There's a lot of craziness out there, a lot of weirdness, a lot of negativity, right? Where people, whether it's driving, for instance, that seems to be the classic one that everybody can identify with. And even if you talk, even if you were to talk with some of the challenged, idiotic behavior drivers out there, they'd be blaming everybody else too, right? They'd be the one. That's not me. I don't. No, I drive fine. I'm not. I'm okay. But boy, this air. My wife took me to the doctor's a couple of days ago, for my post-op checkup. And man, I started getting worked up being in the passenger seat. And there's a main road, four lanes both ways, you know, so eight lanes total with a median in the middle there that goes east and west. And oh my God, it is like a raceway, like people jockeying and just coming up on your bumper and zipping over and cutting you off and just trying to beat everybody, right? It's a big freaking game. And I found myself getting pretty upset. Like just that stress and that negativity, the anger or whatever, I start getting a headache right here in the front of my head. And I was like, oh dear God, John, you know, you need to relax. So there's definitely a lot of negativity out there, right? But I love this reminder about being extra kind to yourself, right? Keep doing what you love and rise above those who feel threatened by your passion to do good. That's where a lot of that's where you will get a lot of pushback. People that are threatened because you're doing something, right? You're stepping out of your comfort zone. You're trying to do something that they kind of have an idea that you're passionate about, right? And typically they'll attack that because that's a reminder for them that they're not doing anything great, lasting, connecting to people, relationship building, anything positive. So it reminds them how negative they are, right? But it also reminds them that they're not going after something that might be truly inside of them, right? They've given up on it, or they don't think it's worthwhile, or they've given up on themselves, right? That's the big thing, right? So the great reminder about, you know, there's goodness in you. It's felt and it's seen. And there are those that appreciate those people that appreciate you for having it. Those are the ones you want to circle around, because guess what? Those same people that appreciate you going for your dream, your goals, right? Supporting you, encouraging you, I bet you're doing the same to them, right? In fact, I know you are. And that's what the other, you know, negative and idiotic people out there, they don't get. They won't do that because they're selfish. They're looking at just themselves, right? So don't give up. Please remind yourself the world is better for the things that you want to do to help others and make a difference. And those are the things that inspire me every morning to get up and keep reading something, keep learning something. I mentioned that earlier this week. There's an inspiration, there's a power there, right? Coach Dave and I had a quick talk yesterday. We're going to get together, hopefully for a little podcast. We're talking about priorities and stuff. Priority definitely for me is going after things that I want to go after. like moving forward, like pushing forward for some things, right? And not stopping. There is a lot of good out there, and I know we recognize that, but we are so overwhelmed by the media and people telling us how awful it is, and it can be real easy to get caught up in the awfulness, right? That how there's so many bad things going on, and this person says this, and that person says that, and we got to be against them, and they're against us, and it can deflate you. It can take a big chunk out of your peace. If you keep, this is just my opinion, if you keep tuning into those things, right? And if you keep letting them enter into you, and then you start feeling down and depressed and angry and ticked off at others, right? There's still a lot of good in the world, you guys. Just keep being it. We all know that negativity, those people that are pushing that, they're the ones yelling the loudest. So that's why either by action is the best, right? Because that is stronger than words, right? You're actually doing something. And a lot of times people that have a more positive outlook, they're not looking for clicks. They're not looking for likes. They're not looking for followers from the standpoint of, oh, look, hey, three new people follow me today. Ooh, that's why I do what I do. No, that's not why. That's not why I do what I do, right? Again, very self-therapeutic for me with these podcasts, right? I found this, wanted to share it with you. But I know if you're listening to this, I appreciate you. And I know that you're trying to do great things. And hopefully, bits and pieces of what I share with you are helping, right? That's the goodness out there. That's what I think is the right stuff to go out there and help others with, right? So finding people like Melanie Korach, Korach, right? From Canada. Finding people like that and reading things and kind of thinking about and contemplating and reflecting on stuff like this, that is a big help for doing what you want to do, right? And the world does need you to do what you do for others, right? And for yourself, because there's good stuff going on. You listen to this podcast and others, I hope, to find good ideas and inspiration, right? A little motivation because you're into self-improvement and personal development, right? Because you know that, hey, we're not here very long and we might as well be our best while we're here. And being our best includes being a difference maker for others, okay? All right, you guys, hey, good things happening. Like I said, looking forward to getting with Coach Dave, I hope, to record a podcast coming up here soon. There's a few other podcasts that I've missed from Ed Mylett and Brian Buffini. Looking forward to John Leary's podcast coming out tomorrow. I got to reach out and send him a quick message about some things and just to keep thanking him and encouraging him to keep doing what he's doing because he's doing great stuff. And I need to do more of that. I need to reach out to Melanie even again and just let her know that I appreciate her efforts of putting great stuff out there in a world that needs it. Hey, good things are happening. I might go driving today. I gotta move my car. It's been parked out in front of our house here for a while and start it up. I'm gonna take it for a spin to make sure I'm okay driving. But I've gotten clearance for that, and I may have to run just a couple errands and pick up a couple small little things that aren't more than 5 pounds. And so life is looking up, at least for me. I hope it is for you. You can just keep taking care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See ya.